Shoft and Perik test Pasuk Vav. Avimelech has murdered his 70 brothers. He had hoped to kill all 70. Nobody noticed as he did that, that his youngest brother, Yosam, had managed to escape. So Avimelech had only murdered 69 brothers. Using money he got from his mother's family to hire empty men, men of the very lowest level of people, who now join him as he goes to his father's house in Ophrah. One pshat that is said is that he went to the house, the Da'as Sofrim says, to discuss who would rule, and he didn't necessarily begin killing them right away, but when the discussion went sour and a disagreement came, they killed everybody in the one place by the stone. So now, Vayeyosfu kol ba'alei Shechem v'chol beis Milo. So all of the people of Shechem, all of the citizens of Shechem were gathered, and all of a nearby city called Beis Milo, Vayelchu vayamlichu es Avimelech lemelech. And they went, and they crowned Avimelech to be king. So it's interesting, if you really want to call it that, the first king of the Jews was actually Avimelech. But the Nach is telling us that even though they crowned him a melech, he was not a real king. He was not a legitimate king. And in fact, even the people of Shechem don't really treat him as they would treat a king. And they don't consider him their king. They consider him their puppet. And we'll see that they're going to start going around behind his back shortly. Because they never really considered him to be their leader. They were just happy that he was willing to do the dirty work of clearing up who was going to rule by killing all of his brothers. So they all gather and they crown Avimelech im Elon Mutzav Asher Bishechem. And they did this on the plain by the Matseva, by the monument that is near Shechem. So we're going to see that Avimelech's not a real king, because later when it's all over, it's going to not say Vayimloch Shlosh Hashanim. It's going to say Vayoshar Shalosh Hashanim. He ruled. It doesn't say that he was a melech. It says that he ruled. The Matseva apparently was a monument. It might have been an oak tree. Elon sometimes means a tree. So it might be the plain where the oak tree stood. And what the Mefarshim, many of them comment, Elon Mutzav, that this was a special place. Because when Yaakov Avinu was by Shechem the very first time, there it says after the massacre at Shechem that he told his people to give in all of the Avodah Zarah that they had taken in spoils from the Canaanites. And it was buried, Tachas Ho'elon Asherim Shechem. It was buried under the oak tree that was by Shechem. So it's actually a plain by an oak tree where a great thing was done. The Avodah Zarah was buried and was disposed of by Yaakov Avinu and everybody who was with him. But here instead now, Avimelech is going to be crowned illegitimately to be a king. But Pasuk Zayin Ve'yagidu Liyosam. But the word got back, they told Yosam about this. Vayelech vayamod barosh har Gerizim. And so he went overlooking Shechem to the top of Har Gerizim. When I was in Israel in 2007, our tour guide brought us to Har Gerizim. We met a guy who identifies himself as a Samaritan. It was fascinating. They have a pit in their settlement up there where they bring what they call a Karban Pesach. They sacrifice a lamb down in this pit, doing everything biblically by Torah Shebichsav with absolutely no Torah Shebal Peh. So there's, you know, almost Karaite overtones to them. But it really did overlook the valley where Shechem was. And we were looking down at Kever Yosef, where none of us were permitted to go because there's massive numbers of Palestinian refugees, quote-unquote, down in that valley. And Shechem is a place where it is dangerous to go frequently. Kever Yosef has been molested and defaced many, many times by local Palestinian residents. Shechem continues to be a bone of contention for the Jewish people in the wider world, one of those things that the UN has brought 147, 160 resolutions against Israel for our behavior in such a place. So from Har Gerizim he could be heard, by Yisak Holo Vayikra, and so he raised his voice and he shouted out, Vayomer Lohem, and he said to the people of Shechem and Beis Milo who had gathered to crown Avimelech, Shimu Elai Ba'alei Shechem. Hear me, listen to me, O citizens of Shechem, or masters of Shechem. Vayishma Aleichem, V'yishma Aleichem Elokim. And may God listen to you. Now Har Gerizim was also chosen because that is the mountain upon which the brachos were uttered. When Klal Yisrael was divided between Har Gerizim and Har Eval, Moshe commands this in the Chamish Chumshei Torah, and then when Yehoshua brought us in, if you remember, we discussed this, that the klalos were given to the six tribes standing on or at the banks there of Har Eval, but the brachos were given to the six shvatim who were by Har Gerizim. So it's a good choice. It's a good choice for him to be up there to invoke what needs to be said. But it's also interesting that Me'am Loes says that you should remember, actually, the Rabbanim, the Chazal, point out that Har Eval was the one that was blessed, because the people on Har Gerizim who were receiving a bracha were looking at Har Eval. So really, they're looking towards the bracha, Har Eval. The people who are on Har Eval receiving the klalos were looking at Har Gerizim. So the Chazal tell us that Har Gerizim is actually a cursed place, and Yosam picked it to invoke the curses of what the Torah says, Arur HaYish, on the people of Shechem, particularly Asher Tasigvul Reyehu, the person who encroaches on his neighbor's boundaries. The murder of Yosam's brothers was part of a boundary encroachment, in a manner of speaking. By taking the rule away from the other sons of Gidon and giving it to Avimelech, they were encroaching. They were doing something that they weren't supposed to do. So Yosam tells them, if you want God to listen to your prayers, then you had better listen to me. But if you don't listen to me, you ignore me, then may God ignore you too. And he's going to give them a mashal, a parable that's very famous, about what they were choosing to do by choosing Avimelech as a king, and the damage and destruction that they would bring upon themselves.